Chapter 1. A New World. Introduction. The world has changed dramatically over the last century, and with that change, so has the treatment of women in society. Those changes have not been uniform across the world, but at least in Western society, a revolution has occurred that has enabled women to not only survive, but also thrive in the workplace and at home. For those of you out there who may be struggling, you may not feel like those changes are real to you. But as I will explain in a moment, there are some amazing statistics that show how women are performing much better, both in terms of hard dollars as well as perception in society with respect to equality. That being said, the next step is to figure out how to tap into that change and use it both for the benefit of improving your professional career as well as your personal and home life. A few of you may be skeptical, so let's take a look at some statistics. Women have surpassed men in the percentage of enrolled college students and the percentage of completing college with a degree. According to a 2014 report by the Council of Economic Advisors, the number of women aged 24 to 34 with at least a four-year degree has risen from less than 10% in 1964 to nearly 40% in 2014, exceeding that of men. Another figure that is commonly touted is that women, on average, only earn 80% on the dollar compared to men. That figure, when broken down to specific apples-to-apples comparisons, shows that the real figure when looking at similar jobs with the same amount of experience is closer to 4%. Even more striking is that according to PayScale, women in their 20s actually make more than men in the same fields with the same experience. These figures point to a trend that should be welcomed by women in the workplace. It's not just hard dollars, either. Recent studies have shown that women now are preferred nearly 2-to-1 over men, as new hires in certain fields, such as STEM careers. This positive bias towards women is indicative of a change that is broader and more widespread than some people may realize. This is especially important for women who don't have a college degree. But it benefits all women, regardless of education, race, or other status. The workforce is not the only area where things have changed for the better.